Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Cole Stratton here, filling in once again for Kevin Pollak, who is off shooting the prequel to End of Days, Plenty of Days Left. It's getting harder, right? Let's meet our alchemist for today. She's oh so fierce on the runway, Vanessa Raglan.
Meow.
V, what's your signature look?
This kind of grimace.
I wish you guys could have seen this.
It was really good, right?
It was, I want to buy whatever she's selling. Next, he's the end of the world and he knows it. Joey Greer.
Yes, I am.
Joey, how's it all going to end?
I don't want to spoil it.
That's fair. He's so angsty, he needs to dance hardcore in a barn. Mark Gagliardi.
That's true.
Mark, what song really gets you going?
Right now, the Confrontation song from Les Mis.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You're too hip for your own good.
Imagine a world where musical theater is awesome.
Right?
And rock and roll is for dweebs. Finally, working too hard can give you a heart attack, Kukowski, Craig Kukowski. Craig, would you get in a car with Billy Joel?
In a heartbeat. I wouldn't let him drive.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, is that what you were asking?
Yeah, for him. I didn't specify, so that was good.
I would get in a vehicle with him.
Nice. What's the cultural take on Billy Joel at this point? Cool or not?
Canceled!
Damn it.
I don't know. I think he's like 3 years away from people being like, Billy Joel's the coolest. Like, it's kind of about that.
I mean, U2 is not cool, right?
U2?
They've always been the biggest band in the world, so they don't have a chance to be cool or not cool. They're just a stadium.
I think they got a chance not to be cool.
Billy Joel passed.
But I don't know that my opinion counts. I just don't think they're cool. Billy Joel's an asshole.
Oh, nice.
Wait, do we have goss? Hot goss?
We don't know.
Spill it.
We don't know.
The truth from BAME.
Yeah. We're just getting head shakes and thumbs downs from BAME in the corner.
You got BAME bombed.
Fast and Furious presents BAME bomb. All right. Well, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from David, who wrote, Dear Alchemist, I would like to begin the way I'll finish, passionately and without warning. Mm. Thank you. Says that. You all have made my job much easier. I travel 3 to 4 days a week and usually drive 4+ hours at a time. I have laughed so hard I've cried, spit water all over my dashboard, and swallowed my gum. I would like to suggest a scene. We always see the public-facing side of a live-action children's show, such as Sesame Street, Blue's Clues, Baby, Signing Time, etc. I have a one-year-old.
Maybe Signing Time.
Maybe it's Singing Time, but it's typed Signing Time here, so I'm going to do that.
That's a terrifying show.
Baby, it's a show that teaches American Sign Language to toddlers. No, I think it's important.
Sign this NDA right now.
I have a one-year-old and would love to see your interpretation of what goes on behind the scenes, in the writer's room, after bad takes, craft services, etc. I would be overjoyed to hear you all take this and run with it. I would like to tell everyone that I thoroughly enjoy all of your characters. You're wonderful. Thank you again. Can't wait to hear the next episode. Sincerely, David.
All right, it's a wrap.
I can't do that anymore.
Sharice, I got your costume in the trailer, so whenever you need it, it's over there.
I'm wearing the costume I need for the day. I don't need the other costume.
Okay.
Do we have a call sheet for tomorrow?
Oh, Christ, Uncle Squishy. Yeah.
Hey, Dwayne, you can knock it off.
I don't know who Dwayne is. I'm Uncle Squishy.
All right, Uncle Squishy, you don't have to always be on.
Lawrence, I don't know why do you even try?
I don't know. Because I have faith in him. When he was hired here 61 years ago, everybody had faith in him, and
we don't have to be nice to him anymore, Lawrence.
I know. I just feel like he's such a legacy here.
I'm going to stop by Crafty on my way out.
Okay, Uncle Squishy.
Oh, my God. Look at this, huh? The Squishy people. How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, good.
Good to see you.
Hey, boss.
Gotta love a face from corporate.
Yes, you do.
Okay,
yes.
New tie.
It is a new tie.
Uncle Squishy all over it. That's cute. That's cute.
So I want to just say the ratings are up. The
Great.
Kids love it. The parents love it.
I think it's because I'm doing more feminist stuff with my character. Thank you for listening to the notes on that.
Oh,
I really love it.
Of course. That was fantastic. You know, we're progressive. We're moving, yeah?
So I want to let you all know we're going to do a live show. Okay?
A live show?
We're going to do a live show. All right?
Boss, there's no way that Dwayne's going to be able to handle a live show.
I think he will.
No, he can't. He can't take it.
I think I know.
He's almost 90.
And when he hits 90, we'll have a talk.
No,
okay?
he's not all there. He's always Uncle Squishy. He moves very slowly.
Then what's the problem?
We have to edit around him, and you know you have to
cut
off the frame.
But that's why you're here, huh?
I'm trying to call angles on all of these cameras, and he's just wandering all over the set. What do you think he's going to do on a live show?
I think he's going to stick and move.
His suit is dripping from his own urine half the time.
And then we'll guess what? We'll get a little slop pot at the bottom of the stage, and it'll soap it up, huh?
Excuse me, I don't think I'm supposed to be back here. I'm lost.
Hey, honey. You want me to help you find your mom?
Yeah, if that would be great.
Jesus Christ, why am I doing this?
Because you're the one that all the kids love. Go get the kid to his mom.
Follow me, Bouncer-oo.
Bouncer-oo, Bouncer-oo.
Yeah, man, you know, just, I don't give a shit about it, you know? I've been working like 2 weeks on this set, and it just fucking sucks.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah, you tell me about it. We've been out here. Look, see, I swear to God, they're going to put cameras out here in a smoking pit one of these days. They're going to put cameras out here. They're going to put mics out here. They're listening to everything we say.
Make
that
like
corporate guy, Steve-O, always uses the O at the end.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, that guy.
They're going to turn this whole thing into like a cam girl scenario, you know what I mean? Watching you smoke and all that.
If I wasn't 2 weeks from my pension, I'd get out now.
Yeah.
I got a friend who works at Baby Signing Time. I might head over to
Oh, yeah. Wait, you're 2 weeks from your pension. Why are you going to go get a new job after you retire?
I don't know. I just...
You like to work, huh?
Yeah, I like to work.
It's all about that. Yeah, look, I get it. I get it.
Oh, hey, guys. Are we smoking?
Yeah.
Trying to quit, but what can you do?
Any room for the new kid or no?
Yeah. Come on out, new kid.
Okay, so we're smoking. What do we do? Marlboros? I don't smoke.
Oh,
yeah. These American Spirits.
American Spirit. Ooh.
Paul Mall here.
Pall Mall guy. Punch.
I swear to God, I'm going to kill Dwayne if he comes by my craft service table one more time.
Oh, jeez.
And calls Red Vines fun time squishy straws, I'm going to fucking cut him.
Oh, look. Dwayne's sweet.
Whoa, you are the new girl, aren't you?
Listen, I'm trying to get into the boys' club. I'm willing to do what it takes.
Well, doing what it takes means complaining a lot about Uncle Squishy, I'll tell
about
you that.
About Dwayne?
Yeah.
You weren't here when Dwayne killed him, man.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dwayne? Yeah. Uncle Squishy killed a man?
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
What happened? How'd he do it?
Excuse me, Uncle Squishy?
Whoa, that's my name and that's my game.
Would you mind signing this? It's a Auburn helmet.
It's a what?
Auburn helmet. I just want your signature. I know you played there. You were a tight end for Auburn University. And
whoa, Uncle Squishy is an octopus.
I know that, but Dwayne Halper, you were a tight end for
who?
Dwayne Halper, you were a tight end for Auburn University.
There's no one by that name anymore.
Hey, why don't you just drop the fucking act and just sign the helmet, man? Stop being an asshole.
He stabbed him 8 times, one for each tentacle.
It's unbelievable.
Wait, he was a football player?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing the point of his story, new gal.
And don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up with him.
Oof. Oh, I just love football.
Really?
Yeah. Why did you say it like that?
Well, because that...
This is such a boys' club. I can't love football.
Yeah, well, no, you know...
It's an amazing game.
No, we will talk about it. We just think with the CTE and the fact they don't pay college players, it's just, we don't like it.
It's a thing right
now.
Well,
guess what? I'm a fan of the CTE.
I'm sorry, you like head trauma?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, what the hell?
Hey, come on. We're not supposed to say crazy.
Sorry. Jeez.
Yeah, crazy's the pejorative.
Give me one of those cigarettes.
All right.
I'm going to try.
Hold on. Let me roll you one.
Whoa.
I got to roll mine. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Okay. The season 80th arc, okay? We have to be concise on this, all right? Now, Uncle Squishy, in the timeline so far, He hasn't had kids. Okay.
No kids.
Okay, so then let's add a
wife. No, we're not adding kids.
Oh my God.
The kids watch the show. Uncle Squishy is everyone's uncle. We can't be Daddy Uncle Squishy.
Okay. We also added an orphan in season 60, episode 8, so we've done that before.
We did that, and it didn't go great.
30 minutes till the live show starts. I'm going to need a script.
Yes, okay. Oh, my God.
I think we just do the thing where he sings the eight-arm song again.
How many times is he going to do that?
He can do that 3 times.
He can do that three times
in the show.
No.
Eight arms.
They got one arm over here, one arm over here, one arm over here.
and one arm over here, and one arm over here, and one arm over here, and one arm over here to hug you.
Great, sounds like the script's ready. Let's get rolling.
Shit.
Did we just sing the fucking song?
Wait, what if he did it in Spanish?
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, you know Spanish?
Yeah, do it.
Sure. Why is everybody pointing at the brown guy in the writer's room
you
right
said,
now?
You said un brazo aquí.
Yeah. Un brazo aquí. 20 minutos.
Oh my God. No.
What does that mean? That means we have 20 minutes until
Are we 100% that that's what that means?
Yeah.
Are we 100% that's what that
I
means?
I think you're getting distracted by the wrong thing. We have a live show. We got Uncle Squishy. We'll do the arm song 3 times, then another time in Spanish. That's 4 times.
So 3 times. So he's going to say, I got an arm over here 24 times.
Over the course of the show.
But in different languages, so I think it's okay.
20 minutos. What if that's someone's name? What if that's a call for help?
It's not. It means 20 minutes.
Oh, God. Hey,
what's he doing in the writer's room?
Where's craft service?
It's never moved.
Same place it's been for the beginning of the show, man.
Well, I'm going to squish on down the hall.
Okay.
Bye. Buddy.
Bye, Uncle Squishy.
Oh, my God.
Do you think he's like that at home?
What do you mean?
Grandpa, we have to talk.
What's up?
Grandpa, it's about Marlene. I'm sorry. Mrs. Squishy.
Boop. Boop. Well, what's wrong with Mrs. Squishy?
Boop. You may have noticed. Boop. There's an EKG attached to her.
Boop.
And her bed's been replaced with a hospital Boop. Bed.
Ooh.
Boop. And she's been making that noise a lot.
Let's see if we can all make that noise.
That's not gonna help. Look, Uncle Squishy, it's not.
Try again, kids. Oh, very good.
Okay,
I just think, Grandpa, you should just hug her goodbye because it's probably time.
This is.
Yep, well, that's the death call.
That was the death
call. It's coming soon.
Well, I'll hug her with this arm, and I'll hug her with this arm. I'll hug her with this arm.
God damn it, Grandpa.
And I'll hug her with this arm. I've got 8 arms to hold you.
Fuck.
Oh, I heard a bad word.
Yeah, so it's, you know, things have been going crazy for him at home, but I don't know if he's going to be able to handle this, guys.
Oh, my God.
Well, we don't have a choice.
We don't even know what bente menudos means.
You got to get over bente menudos.
It can mean anything.
No, we have to get this show together. We can have the other characters do more songs. We can have them improvise. They used to be in an improv troupe.
Oh, wait. Like, who gives a shit about improv?
Oh, I don't know. It's fun.
Are we gonna put in more of that feminist crap that she's been preaching along there?
I think it would buy us some time.
All right, fine. Get her out there. Top of the show.
Guys, I gotta feed this into the prompter. We ready? I gotta feed it into the prompter.
What are we gonna put in the prompter? What are we gonna put in the prompter? Does anyone have anything to put in the prompter?
I got it. I know what it is.
Okay.
Bay means to beckon. Tenuto means
what?
That.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Bay means to beckon?
I don't
Where are you getting that?
5 minutos.
Oh, my God. What does that mean?
I think that's five minutes.
Are we sure? Are we 100% sure?
Yes. Someone has to have something to put in the prompter. Anybody. What are we going to put in? Send him the file. Send him the last show.
Just whatever's the last thing you wrote, we'll put it in the prompter.
Okay. And emailed him. Sent. Okay.
Great, ready?
This is what you want to put in the prompter?
Yep.
Yes.
We're all ready. Right.
I put it in the prompter.
All right, put it in the prompter.
Whoa, ho, kids. Yay! I'm Uncle Squishy.
Yay!
Do you know what 20 minutos means?
No.
Bay means to beckon.
But she wanted to see me, or?
Yeah, we did want to see you.
Yeah? What is this about?
What do you think it's about?
Oh, that's good, Marlon. That's
thank
good.
You.
I wore sandals to work.
You think that's why? You think that as our live show was starting and Uncle Squishy was going on and on about what 20 minutos means, that it's because you wore sandals that you're in here today?
We asked who sent the teleprompter.
The script.
I was struggling to find the word.
Yeah, I did.
And that's what you thought that Uncle Squishy should say.
Is this about my sandals or not?
This is not about your sandals. This is about going into the live show.
This is about going into the live show. I'm sorry to overstep.
That's okay. Don't overstep. You're not overstepping at all.
No, I was overstepping, Dan, and I shouldn't have.
No, it's okay. I don't mind.
You can handle this.
We both have the same job on the doors.
Yes, I know.
I've been here longer, but we both have the same job on our doors.
So there it was.
No, I mean,
there
I'm not trying to make it a thing. I didn't mean to make it a thing.
Me it's not a thing, and then you just sneak in that you've been here longer.
Guys, I think we're losing the thread here, okay? After he fed that into the prompter, it was then just stats about Auburn football players throughout the year.
Yeah.
He flipped out. He stabbed each of those kids 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he only had a spoon, so it just gave them little bruises, but still the damage is done.
Thank you for reminding us, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to trigger him. Way to trigger him, Gary.
It was the last thing I wrote.
Oh, God. How long have you been standing there?
Anyone know where Mrs. Squishy is? I can't find her anywhere.
I looked at craft service. I heard she's in the parking lot.
Yeah. If she's not in the parking lot, she's on the train tracks.
Or she's buried dead.
Oh, Gary. Sorry. He was joking. A horrible joke, Mr. Uncle Squishy Pants. The train tracks. That's right.
Yeah.
Dan was right. She said she would be waiting on the train tracks.
Mm-hmm. Just laying on them.
Well, I guess I'll go lay on the train tracks.
Okay.
We'll see you later, Uncle Squishy.
Oh, no. What have we done?
Oh, man. I don't know. I felt like it was just a momentary lash out to say that, and we might have just... I just killed Uncle Squishy.
Well, he did a lot of damage. Yeah. We can't have him in the building. He's a threat to everyone.
Yeah.
He's safer on the train tracks, honestly.
All those kids
with... Board! Board! 4:30! Board! Train departing the station.
Oh, wait. Is there enough room for one more little kid?
You bet, kid. Jump on.
How about two more little kids?
Okay, two little kids.
All right.
Can we sit in the front with the engineer?
Sure can.
Oh, yeah. This is so exciting.
Oh. I got one over here.
Hey, who's that?
Is that something up on the train tracks?
What do you mean?
Look, there's an octopus on the train tracks.
It's my two favorite things, a train and Uncle Squishy.
Oh my gosh, it's Uncle Squishy.
Uncle Squishy and
this
a train.
This is so exciting.
Yay. Hi, Uncle Squishy.
Oh, and that's the end of Uncle Squishy.
He got squished.
Oh, he got Uncle Squish.
Sort of poetic, in a way.
None of us have worked in television.
That was 100% accurate. That was early SNL right there.
Don't know how that works.
Our second scene comes from Lance, who wrote, "Dear Alchemists, I have been loving the podcast since the first show. I often listen to it while doing yard work on the weekends. I'm sure the neighbors wonder why I'm laughing so much while pulling weeds, spreading mulch, and getting poison ivy. I don't think you're doing it right, guy. In any event, a suggestion, if you all would like. A couple wants to buy a new car. The various salespeople at the car lot all really need that sale, and each tries to sabotage the other to convince the couple to buy from them. I look forward to the next show, Lance in Baltimore."
This is a nice model, honestly. Got a four-door. Looks pretty good.
I noticed you're looking...
Oh, hi.
No, I'm terribly sorry.
I was just checking it out.
Yeah. It's a beautiful car, isn't it?
It sure is. Really, really gorgeous.
Yeah. You guys newlyweds?
Don't put any more pressure on him. We're living together. Yeah, we're just living together.
We're just living together.
And that's fine. Yeah. I don't want any more.
Well, this
can you not do this right now?
I'm not doing anything.
You're just making it about the ring, and I told you.
I didn't make it about the ring.
Yes,
he asked if we were married. I said we're not, and it's not a big deal. I said it's not even a thing.
Saying it's not a big deal makes it seem like it's a big deal.
No, that's your stuff. That's your stuff coming to light right
stuff.
Now.
My stuff. It
absolutely is.
Hey,
Schmitty,
you got a call on line 4. I think it's the census.
The census is calling. Hey, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, you too. I'm sharing a life with you. That's enough for me.
I'll be right back. Here's my card. Just take my card.
Thank you.
If you want to buy this, let me know.
Hey, you too. I see you looking at this car right here.
It's
beautiful. Four doors.
Mm-hmm.
Great mileage. City.
Enough for a family, but also great for just two people.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I just meant I didn't. Why?
All right. Great. Yeah. Is it good for a family? Is this car good for a family?
It is good for a family. It easily get a car seat in there or two if you need to.
Or maybe a dog. We could put a dog in there.
Definitely dog friendly.
Are you serious?
I'm trying to make it better, not worse.
A dog?
Do you not like dogs?
I mean, that unconditional love right off the bat. Like, what are you doing? What are you talking
about? Wait, what are you talking about? We're moving in together. We're getting a car together.
I understand that, but it's just one
thing. Why wouldn't we not get a dog?
Because rent is one thing.
Hey, Jonesy, sorry to interrupt here, but you got a phone call, something about your wife and a divorce.
Oh, I probably should take this.
Yeah, you probably should.
She's been threatening for months, so I'll be right back. Here's my card. Here's two copies of my card.
Thank you so much.
Two copies of my card in case you lose a copy.
No, we only need one. Because we share everything.
I'm not going to hold both. Just take one of them.
How we doing here, folks? Anything I can help you with?
Yeah, we're just looking at this sedan. It's really nice.
It's really nice.
I love it.
Sedan. Wow.
Sparkles like a diamond.
Yeah. It's really nice.
So clearly you've been married a long time.
No, we're not married. No, we're not married. Okay?
We're
not married.
We're about to live together. We don't need a piece of paper.
No, we don't.
We don't need a piece of paper.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Because love doesn't need paper.
I agree.
I'm in love with you, so I don't need to get married to you.
I love you too.
Okay?
Well, speaking of a piece of paper, well, what is?
Are you married?
Why are you doing this?
I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to make conversation.
Are you married?
Yeah, I've been married.
That's what I just did.
Well, happily married for 20 years.
I was supporting you.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, let me show you a picture.
That's just a picture of you.
That's a picture of me. That was me the day I got married.
Wow, you look great.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, all denim.
All denim.
Wow.
It was the 90s. Hey, Vincenzi. Hey, your wife's on the phone right now.
Oh.
She needs you to take this call.
Okay.
Very badly.
Oh, no. I better take this call.
Okay. Do you want us to keep the picture? Or can
Please, take the picture. Take three of them.
Oh, thank you. Olin Mills.
I see you two looking at this car, huh?
Yeah. We've been looking at the car.
Yeah. You guys got kids?
No, we don't have kids.
No.
We don't have kids.
You have a dog?
No.
You married?
No.
Nope. And we don't want to be. We're happy to just be sharing our life together. Who needs a piece of paper?
You want me to show you guys a couple of motorcycles then?
Sure.
That's more like the life we're living, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
He makes a great point. We're living a motorcycle life.
I love it. Let's do it.
I don't love it. I don't want to live a motorcycle life. I don't want to be shopping for two motorcycles. That's psychotic. Look at me. Look at me. I don't want to ride a motorcycle.
You never want to take a chance.
No. I wanted to get a car with you, and I wanted to move in with you because I thought we're moving towards something. Everything I say triggers you.
Oh, my God. We got to share one car.
We're going to walk with two motorcycles. We got to wear two motorcycles.
But then
we
both have a car.
I don't know how to do a motorcycle.
Yeah, what is it?
Hey, you got a phone call on my force. The cast of Wild Hogs are making a sequel, and they want to bring you on as a...
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so you can line four for you.
Hey, I'm going to be famous.
Don't be afraid of marriage. Don't be afraid of marriage.
I'm not afraid of
marriage. You don't want me to be afraid of a motorcycle. I don't want you to be afraid of marriage.
One of them kills
you and gets flies in your mouth.
What's one are you talking about?
The motorcycle.
That sounds like marriage.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of married people with flies in their mouth that are scraping off the highway.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you hear about that couple that passed on the train tracks?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't hear about anything. Because you know why? Because I'm talking to your mother on the phone all the time.
Don't talk to my mother.
No, she's calling
there's
me.
No sale to be made. I'm going to back away slowly.
Talk to my mom. She's got senilia.
Well, she should stop calling me.
Well, don't answer it, okay?
Then she'll be mad at me.
Excuse me, folks.
It doesn't matter.
The manager of this establishment here.
Hi.
Is there a problem?
Not at all.
No, we're just trying to decide between this or the motorcycles.
No, we've already decided we're not getting two motorcycles.
Okay. Well, all of our sales associates have a 1,000-yard stare right now, and they all claim that it's because of you two. So I just like to say, great. If you're going to buy a car.
Fault?
Oh, wow.
Wait, no,
it's our fault?
I think it's probably just my fault because that's the way things tend to shake out around here.
Wow. Are you serious? It's probably my fault,
if
anything.
No. I think everybody's like, Stephanie?
Actually,
who would want to commit to Stephanie?
I got to get away from
Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, it's George. George did it.
Yeah,
George
right.
is the guy
no
who did it.
No one's doing that.
Excuse
George
me,
is
folks.
The golden
I'm the manager's
boy.
Manager. And if you're not going to buy a car, then get the fuck off of our lot.
Whoa, whoa,
okay?
Whoa.
No, you're not worthy of one of our
cars.
Oh, come on. Oh, worthy.
George, get him. No. Get him, George.
Oh, yeah?
Get him, George.
Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something right now, okay?
Oh, he's going to tell you something. George is going to tell you something.
Tell me. I'm right here.
Tell him, George.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
George, tell him.
You're going to tell me and tell me.
Oh, it's going to go down.
No, George, you've got to just do it.
It's going to go right into your heart, and it's going to blow your mind.
Hey, stop looking at our sedans, okay? You're not even worthy to lay eyes on them.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
We could lay whatever we want on your sedan.
You know what?
Sedan,
yeah, I'm
going to
lay a dumper on this sedan, huh?
Oh, yeah, you dump on it, you buy it.
Oh, right. I'm not buying this crap sedan.
No, but we could dump on it, and we wouldn't buy it.
Hey, I'm sorry, folks. I'm the lot relationship counselor. They bring me in when sales go bad because of turmoil between two people. And I'd just like to come in here and try to help solve the situation. I want you to hear each other.
We're going to shit on that car.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's your name?
I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie, and you are?
George.
Let me say
George.
It.
I would.
George, here.
You didn't. All right. You didn't.
You said George. It so quickly. I didn't have an opportunity.
You were stammering.
I did not stammer.
George, listen to me.
I'm trying to help you.
I didn't do that. I didn't stammer, okay?
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You can't even talk. You're getting senilia just like your mom.
Shut up. Don't say that. You know that's triggering for me.
Don't
say that. I'm just poking your shoulder, okay? I didn't hurt her.
Guys,
I just poked your shoulder.
I'm going to shit on this car for you. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to shit on this car.
What?
And I want you to really hear me when I say I'm going to dump on this sedan, okay?
Okay.
Pants going down.
Whoa.
This is hard because...
So, you guys decide if you wanted to... Whoa, what the hell is going on
it's
here?
It's for the better of their relationship.
It's cool. I'm leaving to go do Wild Hogs 2.
This man does not work here. Wait, he doesn't work here?
He's shitting on a car.
No, he's the self-appointed relationship counselor. He shows up a couple of times a week and does this.
I'm doing good here. You're going to get a sale after I finish this dump.
Get the fuck off of my life.
Yeah, fine, whatever. You guys are doomed.
George, we've been through a lot together.
We really have.
This would be a pretty funny time to propose.
Uh-huh.
I'll take a motorcycle.
Oh, great. I will too. Yeah.
No, we're not doing this together.
What do you mean? You're breaking up with me?
Yeah. I want a motorcycle.
I'll prepare the paperwork.
Just big enough for one.
You got it.
No sidecar. No even hookup for a sidecar.
And I guess if your relationship is ending...
I'll take a minivan.
All right.
What?
Prepare the paperwork.
Thanks.
Wait, George, why are you getting a minivan?
It's the most depressing thing I could think of to drive solo.
Oh.
Honey, I tried to shit on the car. It did no good. I'm not helping anybody.
Don't you say that. Don't you say that. My little boy is going to be a big, bright, shining star of the world of what is it that you call this job you made up?
Relationship counselor lot, used car lot.
Used car lot relationship counseling. Yeah. You're going to be the big kahuna of it.
I don't know. Most of my friends are playing video games and trying to score. I'm a 15-year-old who wants to shit on a car to help a relationship.
Well, you know what? Some people are doing important things in the world and some people aren't. You think video games are important? No. You think that shitting on a car to show a relationship what it should be? Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think I'm going to get into Dartmouth or Princeton. I think I just need to go to a state school and reset.
Come here. We've got a very interesting application. Come here. I know we don't often go over these in person.
Why was I woken up?
Because we've got a very exciting application.
What is it? What does it say? What does it want? What is she or he?
It's a he.
Good.
It says disregard the GPA. Disregard the GPA.
Disregard the GPA.
They've asked.
For God's sake,
We're in Cambridge.
We're in Cambridge.
We are the heads of all the Ivy League. When we've decided what this student is up for, we will auction and bid.
Yes.
Now, Ivy Justice League. Yes. Now, away we go. And point one, disregard GPA. Fascinating starter. Point two, right. I'm only 15.
Only 15?
No, I'm not 15. I've been 15, and I'm no longer 15. The applicant is 15.
Right. We've had younger in the Ivy Justice League.
Of course. They've been geniuses. This person is of average intelligence.
Right. What? Why did you call us all in here then?
Because, point three.
Right.
look at my CV, and it's attached. And then when I look at the CV, on lot used car relationship counselor.
This is your CV?
No. This applicant's CV.
I believe he's reading the application.
It says, has saved upwards of 5 relationships by shitting on cars.
Look at that. Oh, goodness. Look at that. Oh, dear. Sounds like a Harvard man.
No. It's a Dartmouth man, if ever I heard one.
Well, I, as a duly appointed representative of Princeton, hope that he will be coming to our fine establishment.
Yes. Wait, if he likes to shit on cars, why not brown?
Too on the nose. All
right. Yes, granted.
Well, there's a gentleman from Soxford, I think that is
Soxford.
Where are you from?
Soxford University, yes.
Soxford.
How did you get in here?
What do you mean?
You're one of those state schools, aren't you?
Please.
Rip off his vest.
You see my chest?
Underneath his vest, he's the chest of a statement.
Kill him!
Kill him!
Kill him!
That's spoons for you.
I got into brown.
You did?
Yeah.
Honey.
This is so exciting.
That's a little on the nose, don't you think?
It is, but I'm excited.
You're 15. Oh, my baby's 15 and he's going to go to brown. Oh, I just don't think I'm ready for you to go to college yet.
I think I'm ready.
All right.
All right, so you're looking at some cars here, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you have any questions, just let me know. So are y'all in a relationship or...
No, this is my family. I'm about to go off to college.
Oh, I get it. Are you all married together, or how does that work?
How does the family work?
I'm clearly his father.
And I'm clearly his mother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is there like a...
I'm just 3.
You're just 3. Okay. And so who married who? How does that work, or is it just an...
I married his mother.
Yeah, his father and I are married.
Uh-huh. And then who you got... Do you kind of cherry pick, or
we had them? They're our children.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Have you done this before?
I sell cars all the time. All right.
So, I just need something that's going to, you know, get me across country I can, you know, then drive it around.
I just hate hearing that.
It's going to be okay, Mom.
I want a popsicle.
All right, here you go.
Nice. And so do y'all sleep in the same bed, or how does that?
Can we just buy a car, please?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Is everything going okay over here?
So
we got
some new car buyers?
Frankly, no.
Oh, no? Oh, which one are you married to?
I'm married to my wife.
Yes, we're married.
Congratulations. We love that. So a car for the newlyweds.
Hey.
Might I suggest a pink Corvette?
Love it.
We've been married for a long time. I mean, we've had our ups and downs throughout
every couple
the relationship.
Does. It's normal. That's when you brought that one in?
Well,
yeah, spice it up.
Spicing it up with a throuple.
I'm going to college. The car's for me. It's for me.
It's for the second husband.
Oh. No,
This is the toy boy.
This is our son.
We need a car for our son to drive to Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, so you're going to want an aqua vehicle?
What?
I love it.
I love that aqua vehicle.
Guys, yes. Why are we doing this? Let's just go to Uncle Squishy's lot across town.
No, don't go to Squishy's.
You don't want to go to Squishy's.
No, we got good deals here.
All right.
Better than Uncle Squishy can do?
We guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
Do you guarantee the 8 high fives when you buy the car like he does?
We can make that happen.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Happy to get in the mix of this crazy marriage couple.
It's not a... You know what? Let's just go to Uncle Squishy's.
Bye!
No!
Well, here we are.
Whoa. Look at that animatronic.
Who wants to buy a car?
I thought Uncle Squishy was dead.
Well, the animatronic's alive, honey.
But why is he not dead?
That's how animatronics work.
He should be dead.
The Hall of Presidents was preserved forever.
Wait, what?
No.
Thanks to AI.
What?
Yeah, I guess they just put Uncle Squishy's brain inside a new robot body.
Can they do that with Grandma?
Oh, honey.
What? If Uncle Squishy's not dead, maybe Grandma's not dead.
I don't think they're AIing everybody, just the important ones.
Grandma was important. She made the best jam.
Oh, she was important to you.
Well, your grandmother's dead forever. 8 up top.
Uncle Squishy.
5, 1, 2... 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 8.
Ocho!
Hey, I'm so sorry about Grandma, honey.
Me too.
We're all suffering. Uncle Squishy, we'd like to get our son a car for college.
Woohoo! Where are you going, pal?
I'm going to Brown.
Woohoo! You must like to shit on cars.
I do. It's my passion.
Well, here's one you can take a shit on anytime you want.
Wow, a Mazda Miata.
Yep.
Oh, be careful, honey. That's a convertible. You don't want to take a shit in the car.
That's fair. Well, let me just do it on the hood then. Let me see how this feels. Can I take it for a spin?
Be my guest.
That's all.
Well, feeling the pressure, huh?
Yeah, but I think this is the
I
car.
I don't like my life. I don't like my mom. I don't like my dad. I don't like my brother. And I don't like Uncle Squishy. And my grandma's dead. And she was the only one that really saw me.
She deserves her own spinoff special.
3 years old?
Yeah, very old. Wow. Very smart.
3 years old. Wow.
She was the one that should have been going, you know, to the Ivy Leagues.
Yeah. Our third scene comes from Clint, who wrote, I've been listening since the start of this podcast and I've loved every episode. I listen while I'm at work doing my labs. I work in water treatment for my local government. You make me laugh out loud, disturbing the safety officer in the office next door. My idea is a safety officer.
We need to get his nerves under control. He's got a big job.
My idea is a safety officer inspecting a new building, which is wildly out of code, but the people working there are totally incompetent. Keep up the hilarious work. Clint from North Carolina.
Yeah, so the second floor, that's, we presume a lot of flooding might have been there.
You.
That's above the first floor.
Yeah.
You assume a lot of flooding is going to happen on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
Because we cannot finish the roof.
I'm sorry, I was called in here to inspect this building, and you're just flat out telling me that you did a terrible job with it?
Duh.
The second floor might flood. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed. I already wrote down that the second floor might flood.
I got the breaker up there. I got a lot of exposed wires.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Why exactly is the breaker sitting in a half-full fish aquarium?
I don't know. That's where I keep the dogs. So I figure I'd just leave them all up there and keep them in a safe place, second floor.
All right. I didn't even notice that there were dogs in there. I was perhaps
you wouldn't notice
aback.
The dogs.
Why wouldn't I notice the dogs?
Tell him.
We painted him like the wall, so you can't really see him.
There's camo dogs. It's a new breed. We created camo dogs.
We got a military budget, and we're going to send them.
You got camo dogged, bitch.
All right. I do have a few other things I'd like to. Yes, you're right. I'm a bitch. I got camo dogged.
Why don't you talk to our property manager?
I thought you. Wait, you're not the property manager?
No. Does it look like we're property managers?
No.
Does the property manager keep this in his belly button?
Oh, gross.
Boss.
I thought I'd check in on yous.
Oh, are you the property manager,
That's
sir?
That's right, I manage the property.
Sir, I've got to say, there's some serious violations here.
The only violation is that every dog isn't camoed.
Camo
dogs!
You guys have been camoing dogs, which frankly I did not even know was a verb. And and this building is a nightmare. Look around at this place.
Yeah.
For God's sake, you have a ninth floor, but no floors 3 through 8.
Yeah,
it's
those
just
floors
stilts.
Are overrated.
It's just stilts with a floor at the top.
That's right.
We only had enough money for 3 floors.
So why didn't you make a 3-story building?
Don't let me finish, boss. My favorite number's 9, because when you flip it over, it's 6, and when you put it by a 9, it's 69!
Psst. Hey,
yeah,
pal, Mr. Inspector,
yeah.
Over here.
Hold on a second. I don't even think they'll notice I'm gone.
Hey.
What?
I'm a whistleblower.
What?
I'm a whistleblower.
What? Okay.
I think this building might not be up to code.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. This building's not up to code.
If you need anything you need, I can get you information. You just can't use my name.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
My name's Ted.
Does anybody want to eat a fart? Anybody want to eat a fart?
I'll take seconds.
Me!
Also, what are they even calling this room that you're living in here?
This is Ted's room.
It's called Ted's room. Yeah. And they keep
me in here.
Why is you just have one extension cord going out of the room? There's no wall outlets in here.
They keep saying they're going to sell tickets.
Sell tickets?
Yeah.
To see you?
I don't know.
Ted, I'm
that's why you want to blow the whistle.
You're blowing. This is it. You are currently blowing the whistle.
I think they didn't build any handicap ramps.
Hey, Ted. Ted.
Yeah.
Just want you to know your 7 o'clock is sold out.
Oh no.
They're selling tickets?
Yeah. I don't know what for, but hey, it's Ted, sold out. It's sold out.
You got accomplice for the matinee tomorrow? Because it's almost sold out. If you got accomplice, you got to get it to me.
I don't have any comps. Nobody knows I'm here.
Ted, everybody apparently knows you're here. Sake. Look, it's going to be really hard for me to not use you as a whistleblower and not use your name because you're the only other person in this building.
Okay, but whatever you can do to just stop this building.
To stop the building?
Yes.
All right.
Condemn it. Whatever you have to do.
Honestly, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Ted. I really didn't need a whistleblower to tell me that this building was really in terrible shape.
I want to be your deep throat.
Okay. You can be deep throat.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't tell me who your contact is, I'm not going to be able to condemn the building. You know how this works.
But you can see from, I mean, I'm your contact. Look at this list. Look at this list of problems that this building has. The foundation is literally made of quicksand.
Look, I understand that you're telling me this, but I'm going to need a third party to tell me that that's actually what's going down.
I'm about to take the condemn list down to City Hall. Do we have any other names to add to the condemn list?
Wait, before you go.
Whoa, back up.
Okay.
Back up.
Okay.
No one gets that close to my face.
Whoa, before you go.
Much better. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go talk to a guy.
All right.
I'll be right back. Don't send the list until I go.
Calm down. Right. You're doing a number on my nerves.
Ted's in the middle of a performance right now.
I have to see Ted right now.
I don't think you can. He's busy.
Oh, Ted's killing it in there. I gotta go back in.
Tickets.
Yeah, fine. I'd like one ticket, please.
How much you got?
Oh, my God. Are you a scalper? Or are
look,
you?
Look, do you want a ticket to see Ted or not?
Yeah, I need a ticket to see Ted.
All right. How much you got?
I have about $16. I have a couple of coins. $16.50.
Oh, yeah. You said you got a couple coins?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many coins you got?
Two quarters. That's the 50.
All right. Let's do it.
For just the coins?
50's bigger than 16, ain't it?
You know what? It sure is. Fine. I guess I'll give you these 50 cents instead of these $16.
There you go, you dumb boy. All right,
thank you.
Hey, sorry, nobody gets seated after Act 1
has
started.
Oh, for God's sake.
You get the winter intermission.
Fine.
You could go in for Act 5 right after intermission.
What happens to Act 2, 3, and 4?
Act 1 and Act 5 are good.
All right.
Can I get you a drink while you wait?
You want to eat a fart from concessions?
No, I don't want to eat a fart from concessions.
All right.
You know what?
What about a spicy fart?
No, I don't want to eat a spicy fart.
Question.
Yeah.
You don't see any dogs in here, do you?
No, that's weird. I hear them, though.
Yeah, the wolf barking.
Oh, for God's sake, is it the dumb camo dogs again?
Camo dogs!
You know what? That's it. I'm just going in there.
No,
I'm
the just show's going in process. There.
I've got to get Ted. I'm going in.
Please help me.
Ted,
please help me.
Is this part of the show?
You're in the middle of a performance?
It's part of the show.
What exactly are you doing?
Look, Act 5, they're going to flood. They're going to flood this level.
Oh, God. You know what? Come with me. Ted, come with me. I know you don't want to be outwardly the voice of dissension in this building,
but... Do you think he's the hero? Well, they aren't a hero.
Yeah, his character is just established.
I'm not a character. I'm just a... Ted, come with me. Ted, come with me. We've got to get downtown to the building inspector's office.
They're making me do 8 shows a week. There's no understudies.
Just come with me, Ted. I'm literally telling you how to get out of this situation right now.
Ted, it's a love story.
I really can't leave in the middle of a performance.
Ted, you're going to flood the place.
I know, but...
Would a gladiator leave in the middle of a performance if he could? Yes.
Like, the one part I like is the curtain call. They really...
Then do it now.
It's about a man and his love for art versus his love for humanity.
Take the curtain call now.
Take the curtain call now. Do something that's never been done in theater before. Take your curtain call right now and get off the stage before they flood this place.
Thank you.
That's not a curtain call.
I've got an application.
Is it another Princeton man?
Yeah. Well, this guy has a performance on to do.
Why did I wake up? Why am I woken up?
Because we have an applicant. Lajeunesse, you say?
Yeah. He's very good. He's been performing 8 shows a week down at the condemned, but not yet condemned, Camel Dog Theater on 5th.
Could be a Yale man.
I feel like Harvard would love to have him.
I thought we killed you.
Yes.
Oh, is you the man?
Are you the Stocksford guy?
That's my brother.
What are you from?
Trillamy.
That's a state school.
Oh, come now.
Come now. This is Ivy League only, for God's sake.
Rip off his ascot.
Oh, Dad.
Now his mustache.
Oh, Dad.
Release the camo dogs.
Where are they? I feel them, but I can't see them.
The best money the Ivy Justice League ever spent was on those camo dogs.
I do say.
God damn it, Sergeant, get in here. I've been hearing about these things, camo dogs.
Yes, sir. You hear about this? Yes, sir.
Why wasn't I informed about this? Why aren't these camo dogs working for the United States military, god damn it?
Well, they're still being tested out, sir.
That's right,
field tested, sir.
Field tested? What kind of idiots would field test camo dogs? Did you bring them in with you?
I sure did. Privates, line up.
A lion can be in a shape, can it not?
Oh, my head. My head.
These guys showed up, said they were drafted, even though we got rid of that a long time ago. So we
just decided they're privates in the military now?
Yeah, we need people. We need bodies.
They are. I am being generous in saying disheveled.
Yep.
Yes, sir. But they have a way with the camo dogs. They're camo dog whisperers, sir.
Camo dog whispers, huh? All right, camo dog whispers.
Are you going to eat all those pens?
No, I'm not going to eat any of them.
Can I have them?
No,
who eats the farts cannot. Around here?
Nobody eats farts around here. Get your hands off the pen. Fine, Sorry. You can have one pen.
You got a ceiling, huh?
Yes, I have a ceiling.
The better to keep the rain out, Miss, my dear. I'm the big wolf from Rudhead.
All right. Am I going to have to... Sergeant, am I going to have to put up with this kind of shit to get
these
camo dogs? Yes,
sir. If you want the camo dogs, they're part of the package deal, sir.
All right.
You know, in the redhead thing, the grandma's been eaten by the wolf the whole time.
No way.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
It's yeah. Little Red Riding Hood. It's a classic.
Hey, Colonel.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah. What? Who are you?
I'm a whistleblower.
What?
There's a conspiracy.
What?
There's a conspiracy with
Hold
these
on.
Camo
let,
dogs.
Let me shut the door. There's a conspiracy.
Oh,
with the
my fingers!
Why were you? I'm sorry. Now I'll shut the door.
I'm on the other side of the door.
Well, oh, jeez. Hold on. All right. Let me. All right. You stay there. You stay here. Let me come around.
Me?
Right, now I'm. Yeah. Both of you stay on this side of the door. I'm gonna go in here and I'm gonna talk to this.
Do you want your pens?
No. You can eat one of my pens if you need to.
Yes.
All right.
Look, I'm going to tell you a crazy story.
Okay.
And it goes straight to the top.
Okay.
There's no limits to who's involved in this.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a story about 8 men in England
okay.
who decide where all Ivy League students and public school students go.
I mean, this sounds a little far-fetched, you realize?
I'm going to tell you a story about people shitting on minivans, relationships getting solved.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a story about an octopus who died on a train track, but maybe he didn't die.
Do you actually have a conspiracy theory that you want to let me know about, or a real problem that you've seen that you want to whistleblow, or are you just going to ramble about these kind of things? Is this all connected somehow?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's all in one episode of Alchemy This.
What?
It's got to be connected.
What?
It goes straight to the top.
Straight to the top of Alchemy This?
Yes.
All the way up to Kevin?
Kevin's never here. I'm sorry to interrupt, but he can't make it.
Wait, how did you get here?
Oh, I'm always here.
Oh my God, are you Vanessa Ragland from Alchemy This?
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
How'd you get in here?
I just have been here. I don't remember a life before this.
Hey, everybody, I'm here again. Sorry, Cole Stratton.
Kevin.
The disappointed look on all your faces when
front.
I walked in, I see it.
He's the front.
He's the front.
I'm James Heaney, and I'm here too.
I'm Joey Greer. I've been eating my cum over here.
That's inaccurate. But...
feels like we're spinning Inception tops over here.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's our show for today, guys.
Huh.
Exactly, okay. How we drew it up.
Yeah.
Let's go around and say what we're up to, Mark Gagliardi.
You can catch me at the beautiful Dynasty Typewriter Theater on the last Wednesday of the month with Craig Kukowski, playing with Work Juice Improv, and also Blood and Treasure Season 1, now available on Amazon Prime.
Yep. Yeah, Vanessa Raglin.
I'm usually a Dynasty Typewriter, the aforementioned, hanging out, scooping corn. We just ordered a cotton candy machine. So I'm going to be twisting sugar in no time.
You getting camo dog soon in there?
We're trying to, but, you know, there's a lot of red tape around that.
Understood.
Yeah.
Craig Kukowski.
If you're in Austin, Texas over Labor Day weekend, I'll be scooping corn at the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival.
Ooh,
nice. Oh, I love you.
Love it. Joey Greer.
At Jebby Grieber on Instagram. Bear Supply, 2nd and 4th Wednesday, 9 o'clock at Westside Comedy Theater and Pretty Pretty Pony. First
Thursday.
Yep.
At 10 p.m.
I fucked it up last time, so I want to make sure.
Yeah, that's when it is. We always show up most of the time.
Yeah, we'll be there. Just show up on Thursday.
That's right. I'm at Cole Stratton on Twitter, at Stratton Cole on Instagram. I always get him confused. I don't know which is which. Yeah, that's about it. Come see Pretty Pretty Pony, as he mentioned. Let's thank our sound engineer, Doug, I Hate Billy Joel, Bane.
Bane. Bane bomb.
Our post sound design artist, Raphael Brito.
Brito.
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And lastly, iHeartMedia.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
A little squishy, no.
A little squishy.
We encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!